What is most important? I've been working for 30 years, 31 years at CCF, and this particular question is one of a number of questions, not endless questions, but probably one of a dozen questions that come out of my work with students. Actually, the problems that I see with some of our students, and a question that I have to think of consistently in my own ministry. What I find among my students is my students are always right. Okay? They're always right. But no, I mean that in the best sense of the word. They're always, should I say, orthodox. Okay? I've never had a student in all my years in observing other counselors who have said something heretical. It's easy to be right. Okay? It's really easy to be right. We care about being right, but that's our starting point. We want to be right, but we want to be persuasive. We want to be right, but we want to package that rightness in a way that the right sounds beautiful. We want to be right, but we also want to be able to emphasize those things that are most important in that person's life at that particular time. For example, I was thinking of some of my own sins today, and if you would speak with me, you would, and just try to sharpen my life in some way, you would probably hear me talk about how over the last couple of days I'd sit down to do work, and I'd sit down for 10, 15 minutes, and I'd get up, and I'd start pacing a little bit, maybe take a shower, just do something else, and what you might pick up is a particular strand of laziness in my life, and you would be right. And then you would offer orthodox teaching about laziness. And here's what would happen. I would hear you, and I would try to be nice, and I would try to be open to your counsel, but frankly, it wouldn't seem that important to me. Because, I can ultimately find every single sin known to humanity in my own heart, but that doesn't mean that each one of those sins are the most important sins to talk about at any particular time. So what's going to happen is, you'll talk about laziness, and you'll be saying things that are right, but they're not going to be important to me. There are probably two or three other things that are especially important right now, and so I'm going to try to listen to you, then I'm not going to share my life with you again. Because I'm not going to know exactly why, but I want somebody who speaks to me the truth, but that's the easy part. Okay, but it's somebody who somehow takes my life and understands the particular details of my life and what is important among those myriad of details and brings particular truth to bear. That's the privilege that we have when we meet with people face to face. In public ministry, you speak broadly. But in private ministry, face-to-face ministry, we have the privilege of knowing that person and being, in a sense, more precise. That's the question, what is it that is most important? What is it that is most important? Isn't your sense that so many Christians, ourselves included, we live on these little scraps of truth? Our lives are like this patchwork of all kinds of different things that don't make any sense. Okay? And the idea of prioritizing, this seems to be most important, is something that people rarely do. And so one day they're working on one thing, the next day they're working on another thing, and the next day they're working on another thing. What we want to do is consider for the next 45 minutes or so this question, how can we be discerning of those things that are most important in a person's life? Let me give you a few other illustrations of men and women that I've known where I think this particular situation is this question is very important. And by the way, the problem here is that Jesus is not really a very good model for us, because he didn't have to work to find out what was important in somebody's life. He knew it somehow, okay? And we have to do a little bit more work than what we see in some of the illustrations in the New Testament. A man who had been going to strip clubs and seeing prostitutes in the strip clubs. Now, I would say that when sex, especially that kind of sex, comes on the radar for us, it screams, okay? It drowns out everything else. There are times, however, where sex is the most important thing. There are times where it's not the most important thing. How can you discern such things? this particular person, it would have been easy to talk about sex, but he would have done something similar to what I would have done with laziness. We would have said thank you, and he would have said, yeah, he's obviously been adulterous in his marriage. But it wouldn't quite have felt as though Scripture was incisive. It didn't feel like it got to, whatever the heart of the matter was, it didn't feel like it got to it. Now, this might not seem like the heart of the matter, but our question has been, okay, what is most important? And what we've noticed was that he doesn't love sex. What he loves is alcohol. You can actually see him getting sort of dreamy-eyed when he speaks about alcohol. And that is the more important matter. The sexuality is sinful in and of itself, without question. But when you try to understand this particular person, he will not have a sense that sexuality is the most important issue. Lust does not seem to be a ruling issue in his life, but alcohol does. How can you make those kinds of decisions? A heroin addict that I know, obviously heroin screams for your attention. But when you get his story, what you find is that his heroin use follows a particular predictable pattern. That is, he feels like time is wasting. He's spent a lot of time in prison. He gets out of prison, and he's looking for a relationship with a woman. He is a relatively, I guess people would call him an attractive guy. He speaks well. He can drum up relationships fairly quickly. And he does. And so he begins to engage in a relationship with a person. And within 5 minutes, he's speaking about marriage with her. And the woman is, so many times the woman will follow right along with him until she recognizes that his, what addictions can do. It's, here's a 48-year-old man who, when you get to know him, he sounds like he's around 18, 16, somewhere around there. Because all the potential for maturity that he had, the challenges of life, he drugged them away. And when a woman begins to see that, she begins to turn away. And then to deal with his suffering, he moves to heroin. Now, obviously, self-control, heroin, those kinds of things, they're critical issues, there's no question. But what is important in this man's life is I must have a person who sees me in a special way. Okay? And I have her in a special way. That is his fundamental addiction. That is his fundamental idolatry. We care about being right. But that's a given. Okay, let's assume we're all orthodox. We are unwilling to settle for simply being right. We want our rightness to be packaged in a context that is wise and loving and discerning. And knowing that person well. I'll throw in some other illustrations toward the end, but you have a sense of why the question is an important question. Go back to my comment about laziness. Try to think of someone who would come to you and identify a problem. And by the way, sometimes our default mode with problems, if we're not quite sure what to say, is, what did I do in my devotions? Okay, or what did I hear in the conference last week that was especially useful for me? That's not necessarily a bad way to do it, but we're speaking to people who are not us. How can we know a person well? Where Scripture is just sweet and penetrating to their soul. That's our challenge. Let me give you a list of say 5 or 10 things, depending on our time, But let me give you the punchline, if I could. Number one, if you are asking the question, what is most important in this person's life, what is most important, and have confidence in the Word, but not necessarily a whole lot of confidence in your insight to know those things that are especially important for the person, then you're doing very well. Okay? So if you're simply asking the question, what is it that's most important, okay? You're doing well. Let me add a second part to that, and we'll try to get to this before we're done. Can you do that in your own life? Do you do it in your own life? I might as well do it while I'm thinking about it. All right. Let me do this. Let me give just a little story that brings me to the present, and then identify what I think is one of the top two or three in my life at this point. And this is all part of prioritizing what is